It's an absolutely delightful episode, a wonderful aria, and this opera, and others like it, become prototypes for a new kind of opera relevant to a new age. I asked, before we began listening to that, can we identify with this guy? Do we know who Uberto is, where he's coming from, and what he's going through? I think all of us do. We know someone like Uberto, and we sympathize with him even as we watch him try to come up with a workable solution for his particular problem. Real-life situation, real-life person, real-life music. Now, way back when, I suggested that if I was in charge, I would begin the classical era in 1733 with the composition of an opera called La Serva Padrona. And now we've had a chance to talk a little bit about La Serva Padrona, and this is why I would begin the classical era with its creation. Because we hear right away not just the kind of music, accessible, catchy, and tuneful, that will be emphasized by the Enlightenment and classicism, but we also see an operatic ideal that reflects the spirit of the day. Individual people, real people, and natural people behaving the way people tend to really behave. It's an interesting reflection. We usually begin the classical era with the death of Bach. When Bach died in Leipzig in 1750, few people knew, and fewer people even cared that he had died. But in the early 1730s, almost contemporary with La Serva Padrona, Bach wrote a secular cantata, that is a non-religious cantata called the Coffee Cantata. Actually, Bach wrote a number of secular cantatae at this time. The Coffee Cantata is yet another one. Well, the Coffee Cantata, it's about a young girl who drinks too much coffee. It's making her father crazy. Her father basically is trying to make her stop drinking coffee, but the real reason why she's drinking so much coffee is she's trying to turn a deal with her dad. Her dad does not want her to marry. She wants to marry. So ultimately, her father says, "What do I have to do to get you to stop drinking coffee?" And she says, "Well, if you get me a husband right now, today, I might consider giving it up." And he says, "Fine." He goes out and gets her a husband. And of course, her last bit of will and testament makes sure that once she's married, she's allowed to drink as much coffee as she wants because her father has no power over her at that point. Anyway, what Bach creates in the early 1730s, my friends, is an opera buffa in German, but an opera buffa nevertheless. Yes, even the old man, even Bach of fugues and passacaglias was influenced to some degree by this new Italian style. And despite the fact that he kept writing very serious Baroque music to the end of his life, even Bach was to a degree swayed, influenced, and charmed by this new style of music, which ultimately will become the classical Enlightenment style. Opera buffa characters, types, and conventions. Even as it evolved and became more sophisticated, opera buffa continued to use archetypal characters drawn originally from the Italian Commedia dell'arte. The Commedia dell'arte were the 16th century traveling theatrical troupes of northern Italian origin. Traveling troupes that had certain archetypal characters that you could anticipate being on stage at a given moment. Now, the largest and most significant character division in opera buffa, and this betrays comic opera buffa's common roots, is between savvy street-smart servants and members of the lower class, like Serpina in La Serva, and the other big character division in opera buffa and Commedia dell'arte are the blundering, pompous aristocrats, doctors, lawyers, and merchants, like Uberto. Opera buffa plots, almost by their nature then, were hugely politicized in an era when the relationship between the common, middle, and aristocratic classes was undergoing a profound reexamination. You want to talk about the right genre of opera at the right time, at the right place? No wonder Jean-Jacques Rousseau was so jazzed by La Serva Padrona. The right kind of music and the right kind of politics. My kind of politics, Rousseau's kind of liberal politics, all wrapped up in a neat little operatic package. The common class versus the moneyed and the ruling class. Yes, a music and opera type made by the Enlightenment for the Enlightenment that celebrated common people both dramatically and musically. Oh, too good. Oh, for Mr. Rousseau, très, très bon, très bon. Onward, please, to Mozart and the operatic finale. Thank you.